Madam Chair, and good afternoon to everyone. First of all, we would like to thank Ambassador Zamir Akram, the chair of the Working Group on Right to Development, and Mr. Deva, the special rapporteur, for their interventions. As APG 23, we have been engaged in the advocacy for the right to development for many years now. And we have seen the increased implementation of mechanism to the right to development. We have to witness the fact that there has not been at all overlapping between the special rapporteur, the expert mechanism, and also the working group. On the contrary, the three mechanisms have been greatly contributed to the deepening up of the several aspects of the right to development and the need for its implementation in a complementary way. So we would like really to appreciate the work of the expert mechanism with their studies of the working group on right to development and also of the special rapporteur, the previous one, Mr. Sarad Al-Faraji, and also now Mr. Deva. We have been participating actively in the negotiation of the International Covenant on the Right to Development. And as we said in the beginning of this session, we are very glad of the step that has been taken by the Human Rights Council. Now, Ambassador Zamir Akram, in his intervention, said that the deadline can be the 40th anniversary of the Declaration on the Right to Development, which is in 2 years' time. We are hopefully, we will very much look at the adoption by the General Assembly of the International Covenant even earlier. We know that is a dream, but it would be nice to have for the summit of the future and not to wait the 40th anniversary. But already 2 years' time is a good issue. We hope that there will be not again a long process of negotiation or refining, because the text that has been negotiated here in Geneva, according to our perception and also our contribution, is really sticks to the international human rights law, to what has been already approved. So I think it should be much, at least the consensus of the majority of states in the General Assembly. But we will continue our advocacy on this. We have got some proposals for the three mechanisms. Rightly, Mr. Ibrahimov was saying there is the need of increasing the involvement of the civil society in the advocacy for the right to development, even here in Geneva. But even if we are not present permanently in New York, we have noted that, especially in New York, and this is a crucial moment, there are not so many NGOs focusing on the right to development. There are many on development, but not on the right to development. So our appeal is also for the three mechanisms, for the chair, the special rapporteur, and also the expert mechanism, when you go there, to try to increase the involvement of civil society. Another proposal that we would like to make, since each one of you, yearly or twice a year, you meet the NGOs here in Geneva, the expert mechanism does so, the working group, the chair of the working group does so, and also the special rapporteur. Why once per year you don't meet all of us jointly? So that we can have a further brainstorming together and impact on the three mechanisms as well. And then another issue is you carry out country visits as a single mechanism. So maybe it can be good also to harmonize and to put together and share, you know, in order your country visit, and also in order to enlarge the number of countries that you are going to visit, dividing the task, asking for invitation and so on. And then another important issue, but you are already doing it, is to join with the other special procedures in statements, in press release, and so on. So we encourage you to go on these important instruments also at disposal. Thank you.